Welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Teleseminar Series. My name is Annie Jennings, and of course we're a national PR firm, as many of you on the line do know. We are a national publicity company, and we do specialize in promoting authors and experts to the media. One of the visions of our company is to create a company that's very forward-moving, and we want to be the answers, and every day we're out there in the front lines of PR looking for the answers and challenges that the industry does face today. Many of the widespread tools and strategies in use today in the industry have been developed right here by Annie Jennings PR, our entire staff. We give our input daily on how to create a more powerful, a more strategically proven strategy so everybody can share their message with millions of others. We truly exist for the betterment of all. And as you know, Annie Jennings myself, I am the host of this series, and I have been mentioned in lots and lots of PR, so lots of media outlets. We've gotten a lot of PR for our company and for myself. Fast Company says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. Now, talk about third-party credibility, which we will today, by the way. That is a very, very nice quote to have. We've collected some other quotes. All will be relevant to today's conversation, but we do work with some major journalists in the world and in the country, too. And Peggy Noonan from USA Week and Today, she says, Annie Jennings does a great job, a wonderful job, actually, of grasping the essence of the story and finding exactly the right people. So notice how I've just used, and we're going to talk about this. This is an example of how to use a third-party endorsement to really enhance your presence in the community. These people would not have said this if they didn't truly believe it to be true. So I must say we do exist for the contribution of all. Our daily motto is let's kick it up a notch today, guys. And we've been kicking it up a notch every day for the past 15 years. So, you know, but we still do it every day. We strive to get better and better. Today, we have a co-host. Everybody's heard me refer to Austin. Austin, say hello to us all.
Hi, all. Thanks for having me, Annie.
My pleasure. He is a publicist with our company, and he also is our technical director here at Annie Jennings PR as well. And he'll be the co-host today and guide us through some of our platform spokes. Now, my new motto is, if you're not making more money than you can spend, you're not doing it right. Now, that's really important because you want to be thinking about what it is you really want, you know, out of your business and out of your life. And making money, of course, is important. We all have our families, our responsibilities. We do live in America, after all. There's lots and lots of costs to bear, you know, for living in this great free country, including taxes. So we all want to be making more money than we can spend. How do you do that? You have to give the market what it wants to buy. You have to create services that have value to your marketplace so an exchange of value can create place. One of the benefits of building a powerful platform is the fact that you are able to create these types of programs that your clients just can't get enough of. Because in the platform building process, you are accessing the creative side of you that's really responsible for the great things that we do in life. So I think it's important that you keep that in mind. As you're building your platform, you're going to discover more and more about yourself now. A very important thing is that, you know, even though that we talk about mission statements, a mission statement is really important for people to start to develop. One that defines your passion, your energy, your direction in this life. Because once you develop a mission statement, that is, I am doing this for the following reasons. I like to call it a destiny statement. A destiny statement that is a formula for success. Mission statement is your formula for success. It's a statement of intent that reveals how you will express the talents of your inner self and what you will give to this world, right? It can reflect your personal values and the essence of who you are. So if your business and your life are aligned with the essence of who you are, you create the potential for each day to become a powerful stream of income for you. Work will seem like play. Million-dollar ideas will come to you, and you will be living with eager anticipation of what the next day will bring. That is how it is for us here at Annie Jennings PR. Now, working in your passion, that is in your mission statement, it's really the source of endless supply of energy. And as you see, as we move through our platform steps on how to really create this powerful platform and a really great community, you're going to need this supply of endless energy because there's lots and lots to do. But if you're working in the fun zone, That is your mission statement, your essence of your being. You know, you're really expressing who you are, that individual person inside that's expressing themselves through their creations. There will be no, you will never be tired, you will never be bored, you will never be burned out. There's no such thing. It's the fuel for your life. So you're going to have this endless supply of ideas, energy, excitement, and passion. You're never bored because one exciting moment does lead to the next. So it's very important. As we build our platform, you're going to see how this is going to come into play. Now, a platform is really critical because everyone's talking about, I was laughing earlier, because we said something like, you remember the days of what's your sign? Now it's what's your platform? I thought, oh, how funny, what's your platform? Because people want to know. It's important. Platform is a new buzzword, but there's going to be a newer buzzword, all right, momentarily, and I'm going to tell you what it is because it even becomes even very integral to platform building, but it really is a true, true source of success. Now, platform building is important because when people want to hire somebody, everybody's job is on the line. So if you want to outperform your competitors, you want to make more money than ever before, that means you're going to have to close more deals than ever before and bigger deals than ever before. Companies want consultants and speakers to deliver the outcome they are hiring them for. Publishers want authors who are fresh, original, cutting edge, who know their market and are marketable themselves. So how do you get their attention? How do you get the consulting contract, the book contract, or the speaking event? Very, very important to be everywhere at all times. This creates a high level of awareness to your target market, a level of appreciation. They won't group you into the people they need to sift through to get to the really good stuff. A level of respect and power of the belief of a certain outcome that you will actually give them what they pay for. So how do you be everywhere at all times? This is where platform building comes in. The process of building your platform has another advantage that is really intrinsic to the process. It's the fact that you really will be everywhere at all times. We've gotten some great quotes here and some important quotes, you know, some great feedback. And one important quote was that, gosh, everywhere we go, somebody knows who Annie Jennings is. Somebody's connected to Annie Jennings PR. And it's because we have a very strong, and here's your newest buzzword, community. All right? So it's very important to know this, that a community is the next step in platform building. The power of your community will equal the level of your success. Keep that in mind because we want to build this community. Internet, as never before, has really brought the entire world together. As you know, we are connecting right now from all over the country, if not the world, right? It's bringing everyone together, so it's really important in our platform building that we keep in mind that we are helping other people achieve, you know, the greater good in their life as well by building our own platforms. So by making ourselves stronger, we are in turn making others stronger. You realize what's happening now. The early stages of a very strong movement that we all dreamed would happen is actually in motion. People's motivation is to make themselves stronger, but to make yourself stronger, you have to make others stronger. What could be more perfect than that, right? So that's sort of the foundation of our platform building package. Now, there is such a thing as high quality visibility and low quality visibility. Remember when you want to be visible, you want to make your choices accordingly. Low quality visibility is anything that's spam oriented, anything that's not really related to your primary core business can be considered a low quality visibility. High quality visibility is when you're offering something truly of value, originality, and creative to your audience. So with that in mind, we're just going to move forward and start talking about our platform, how to build a powerful platform. Not a day goes by when people don't call me for a platform building strategy, a platform building package. They want to increase their platforms. Why? They want to outperform and outcompete their competitors, which is very easy to do when you're the stronger platform. Think of it this way. All things being equal, you have good experts, right? good education, things are equal, right? Things are equal. But one has a stronger platform. That is, they have achieved, they've been given some awards. They've created maybe CD series that address significant areas of expertise within their industry. They maybe have a PDF book published, maybe even a book published. This is going to cause that particular expert to far overperform or outperform the person they're up against, with the basics being equal. The person doing the hiring is going to hire the best person for the job that will not get them fired. The most critical thing to remember is when someone's working for a company and their job is to go select the consultant or the PR firm or the book marketing person or anyone, the speaker, their job is to hire the person that is going to deliver the outcome for their clients that is will not get them fired. And I think that is really important. We gain this knowledge by interviewing people who do hire people. And I said, well, you know, how do you determine? You know, there's so many great speakers and authors and experts and PR firms and all kinds of services out there. How do you determine which one? Well, I simply hire the one that's not going to get me fired. And I'll tell you, it cracked me up because it's so obvious. It's so obvious, because he goes to Ed, he says, hey, if I hire a speaker who bombs, you know what my company's going to think of me? And this was a big pharmaceutical company. They're going to think I don't know what I'm doing. And, you know, my level of respect within my community is going to go down, within my industry is going to go down. People will start joking, you know, if someone really bombed, they're going to start making fun of me. I'm not going to be asked to book another speaker. Why? My platform failed. My reputation, the part of your platform, is that I failed at booking a speaker. So this whole thing is really important. So no one's going to hire somebody who doesn't have a strong platform. Publishers are asking the question, what is your platform? Media is asking the question, what is their platform? Companies are saying, tell me about your platform. I'm even, when I hire, I try to look for a person's platform. I've heard of that before. Instead of a resume, we want platforms now. It's really great, and I love this entire change because we're really looking for value in the people we do business with. So you want to build a strong platform. We have 18 spokes. Austin, I'd like to bring you in now.
Sure.
Okay, Austin, tell us a little bit about platform spoke number one.
Sure. We're going to be going over books, ebooks, and articles.
All right. Terrific. So, if you're lucky enough to be published by a major publisher, you're really one step ahead. You have a wonderful publisher behind you, and you're able to get some good play out of the name of the publisher. However, you can also publish ebooks. You can also publish articles. Now, Austin's going to come on in a moment and just run through a little bit of the technology to publishing an ebook. That is, how you would switch from how you create a document, what software you need, all right, and how to switch it to a PDF.
Absolutely.
Okay, you want to take it away now?
Thanks. Sure, sure. So to create an ebook, all you really need is Microsoft Word, which everybody usually has. You're going to need Adobe Acrobat, and you're just going to go up into Word and create all your information, make it look nice, and then send it over to Adobe Acrobat, and that will in turn change it into a PDF, and off you go. You post it on your website or wherever you'd like it. And everybody's there.
All right, so that's very good. Now, when you're naming your books or ebooks or articles, remember to name them using your keywords, that is, area of expertise. So, for example, in our company, if I were going to do a series of articles and special reports, which, of course, I have, and I was going to offer them out to a community, I would name them to showcase my area of expertise. So let's pretend I'm going to address a group of writers, and I wanted to present them with my expertise. I would give them special reports or perhaps speaking topics such as how to create a media-friendly book. It showcases that I know how to do that, or how to create powerful buzz in your manuscript, or how to create chapters that sizzle, chapter titles that sizzle, how to create your own titling strategy to get your book picked up by a major publisher. I would use these individual topics to showcase the depth of my level of knowledge and experience. So rather than just special report number one, special report number two, I've seen it. I've seen people do that. Newsletter number one, newsletter number 2. Name your newsletters accordingly to showcase your area of expertise. How to create a powerful platform could have been is a newsletter. Was and that's how you guys are all here today. But you know, you because it immediately tells you that Annie Jennings Pierre is a platform building expert, rather than newsletter number 1, which I do see that come into my inbox a lot, by the way. And I wonder what the strategy there is when you're not you don't even know what newsletter number 1 is. Looking back on it later, let's say. So remember, the platform building is you want to become the choice. You want to build up evidence that you are not only as good as the rest, but you certainly are cut above the rest. All right. Very easy, again, to create your books, ebooks, and articles. Name them accordingly. Link them on your website. Start building evidence that you have your knowledge of your industry. All right, Austin? What platform spoke are we on now?
Okay, great. We're on platform spoke number 2, which is media quotes, magazines, internet, TV, and radio.
All right, terrific. Now, what's really important here is that third-party evidence that you are an expert is really fantastic. So being quoted in magazines is a great platform builder. I know that when I'm bringing, and we bring the media to our client sites all the time, I want to impress the media. I want to show the media that they're going to make a great choice in hiring, I should say, in selecting my experts. All right? So that's really important to me. I will want to show them that, and I'm going to just pretend now, some names. I'm going to say, let's say I'm bringing a producer from a major daytime TV show, and they want to say, okay, but what experience does she really have in advising new mothers on how to handle temper tantrums of their 2-year-olds? Well, I say, well, you know, she did contribute on the topic to Working Mother in Woman's World. Oh, okay, good. See? It just works like that. So media begets other media. If other media has taken a chance on you, it really helps other media have a confidence level to take a chance on you. Now, these when you see people quoted in magazines and internet, TV, and radio, they don't get there just because they call up and say, hey, I want to be on their show. They have a strong platform or a strong bio that really is enough to pass the test, so the jump through the hoop test that goes on behind the scenes of the media. When I place an expert and an author on the show, everything's going really well, and the journalist and the producer says, okay, this particular expert has passed the jump through the first hoop. The next hoop is to get the approval of the higher-ups, right? All this is out of our control in terms of their decision, but what's not out of our control is our presentation to the media of the expert, or what's not out of your control is your presentation to the media through the development of your website, your materials, and your messaging. You can far advance any of your competitors by having the tools in place that act as a convincer to the media that they're going to make a great choice. That's all the media wants. They have a fiduciary responsibility to choose the best people for the article, the ones who are qualified and have the credentials and the experience level, that is, have the platform to prove that they are an expert. Very, very important. So you want to get on these, you want to do media quotes, you want to get in magazines, you want to be on internet, you want to be on TV if possible. Now remember, TV has changed very much over the years after, you know, around 2001, we'll say, things turn to breaking news, all right, more so. So our wonderful feature-type segments are no longer exist in the abundance that they used to. So what's happened is the industry is changing, moving towards more of a breaking news tie-in, FYI. So you want to just keep your eye on the news so you always know what's going on. So when it's your turn to be called by the media, you're familiar with the news that is relevant to your topic. So that is number 2. Get yourself some PR. Notice how, by the way, is that PR is only one spoke. We're only up to number 2. So already you've written books and ebooks, PDF books, articles, all manageable. You may not be able to get that major publisher, but you don't need the major publisher for your platform. Number 2, we were able to talk about PR quotes, radio shows, TV shows. Radios, there's media for everybody, by the way. Everyone with a socially relevant or any relevant message is a candidate for a media. There is a media outlet for everyone, okay, who has the best interests of society at heart. So occasional you know, crazy topic, yeah, you're not going to find a media outlet for that, certainly not through our company. But with our company, there is something for everyone. You can get started at any level of your development. Austin, number three.
Okay, great. Contribute knowledge and new ideas to your industry.
All right, terrific. Now, don't be afraid to contribute knowledge. You may think, well, if my competitor's going to get a hold of my advanced strategy, blah, blah, blah. No, it really doesn't work that way. When you are known for increasing the level of competency, or you're creating new thought, or you're addressing a challenge that the industry has faced for a while, you get a lot of respect from your peers, a lot of respect from your competitors. So always be looking to contribute, you know, the better mousetrap. How can I make it better for everyone? Now, your competitors, their clients won't always be perfect for them. Who are they going to refer to? Obviously you, because no one wants to refer someone to anyone with a weak platform. Why? Because when they fail, the referrer gets in trouble. It bounces back. So no one likes that. You only want to refer to strength, somebody with a very strong platform. So you want to be known as a contributor of new information. There's nothing wrong with being on very good terms with your competitors. I mean, I always advise being one step ahead, obviously, of your competitors. But as you're endeavoring this creative process, you will be able to access more creativity and contribute and achieve more than you thought was possible initially. So share your new thoughts, your discoveries, your ideas. Create products such as audio series, DVD series, video series, internet courses, special reports, and any innovative products that will help your industry grow. You'll be speaking directly to your industry now, okay? Because we're talking about building a platform. You want to be known as one of the top experts in your entire industry. How do you do that? You continue to present to the marketplace revolutionary thought and ideas on how to integrate the newest and latest in technology and strategic development to getting the outcome that your particular industry desires. And number four, Austin?
All right, number four, publish internationally and sell foreign rights.
All right, terrific. Anybody who's got access to publishing internationally, go for it. You can now become an international expert. Many publishing companies may, you know, have an arm about foreign rights, and if not, there's foreign rights company. Now I can talk a little bit about the topic of buyer beware. Now this is how your platform plays into buyer beware. Is that if you're going to hire somebody who is going to present your book, let's say, at a foreign book festival or an international book festival, you want to choose somebody who has a track record of results. That is, you're going to buy a platform. You see how it's going to work from your point of view as the presenter or as the person who's purchasing their product, right? You're purchasing and a person's time and expertise to go to an international book fair, present your book to publishers, and bring you back with a book deal. That's your goal and objective. Do you want to trust that with someone who says, well, it's my first time going over to the Frankfurt Book Fair, but I'm going to do my best I can for you? Well, no, because the chances of failure are very high. Time is precious, right? As others are out building their platforms, you want to be building your platform. What if one of your competitors, they gave their book to somebody with a proven history of results in bringing back a book deal? You gave your book to someone without a strong platform of measurable and deliverable results. You will have gotten nothing. They'll be one step ahead of you. We want to avoid that. We love I think competition, the spirit of America, obviously, it's good for everyone. It keeps innovation very, very high. You know, without competitors, where's the pressure to excel? Where's the pressure to outthink? Where's the pressure to create new products that deliver a better outcome? Competition is actually a fantastic thing for you because it helps you define yourself, identify products that are better, and compete as well and create a better outcome for yourself and, you know, achieve all new levels of success. So we're on to platform soak number five. Austin, what is
sure,
that one?
Sure, which is speaking engagements.
Mm-hmm, wonderful. Now, speaking engagements help you build a platform because, all things being equal, those who have spoken before major companies have a certain advantage or edge. One, experience. Two, you probably have a testimonial or a referral source from that particular venue. And also, you're being known among higher and higher circles, which is very strong. Now, when we bring our media to the client's website, my job, once I get to the media to the website, I go to close the deal. I exist for one reason, to close the deal. Not really. I've got a few more other reasons, but really, closing the deal is a thrill factor for us. Any PR person, you know, who's driven and ambitious and loves what they do, we want to close the deal. That means we have a successful outcome, and that's what we go after. So when I want to close the deal, and I know that I have to convince a journalist in 30 seconds or less to use my expert, when they say, okay, why is your expert the perfect expert? And yeah, they hold us to that standard. I will then go to my client's bio, which is tweaked and media ready. We're ready to go there. And I will name drop the biggest companies that she's ever worked for or that she's ever spoken for. And that works wonders for me because usually I don't have to go any further than that. Usually it's, oh, okay, all right, great, good, she's in. See what I'm saying? These things have power. Now, let's say you're starting out and you don't have that kind of those big names. You can start speaking and speak for free in your local market. Local markets are huge platform helpers, let's say. You can do things in your local market that are not available on a national basis. Speak to your groups. Do book signings. Get involved with association or organizations. Hold workshops. You know, even if no one comes to your workshop, well, what have you got there? You've gotten feedback that what you're talking about no one cares about. You can't pay for that kind of feedback. In fact, I was saying earlier that, you know, some people hire million-dollar consultants to come in to tell them what the market is telling them. You don't have anything I need, right? The market is the true marker of your success. Are you selling products or offering services that the market is willing to buy? If not, you need to continue to tweak until you are, right? What good is selling a campaign, in my case, a radio campaign or a PR campaign, that no one wants to buy? What if I sold radio shows in the top 10,000 markets in the country? Well, would you want to be on market number 10,000? It might be a great little town somewhere, but you really wouldn't want to be on it, right? Because what's going to happen? No bang for your buck. So I wouldn't create that. In fact, we are the number one radio campaign provider and creator in the industry. And it's interesting because feedback was what motivated me to create the campaign. Our clients they pressed for bigger and bigger radio shows. And one time I heard somebody say, and now I was just, this was way long ago before we started this, our entire quest to be number one, is they said, you know, Annie Jennings PR, she's very, very nice and everything, but her markets are like, I don't know, they're just not the top markets in the country. Oh boy, did that stop me. And I said, what are they talking about? I'm just following industry standards. This was many years ago again. We've been in business 15 years, and I was just following industry standards, not realizing that there's a lot wrong with the PR industry. A lot wrong, and a lot more could be done within the PR industry to make it extremely effective for authors and experts. One of the most exciting things for me is to see my mission statement, that is for the betterment of all, in motion, right? And I can do this through seeing my clients succeed. One woman asked me the other day, one of my old friends, and she's a PhD, National Speaker Association, said, what brings you the most joy these days? And I said, seeing my clients excel in the media. And they're all successful. The websites are beautiful. Their messages are coming together. I mean, that is really a true source of my enjoyment. So see how feedback can immediately be the most powerful, powerful, you know, source of information you can get on how to be successful. So when someone noticed that my markets were just industry standard, because before me, there was no top 25 markets. There was no top 35 hot radio campaign. We created that. At that moment, I stopped and said, wow, thank goodness that somebody was willing to give me that feedback. And I immediately created the number one radio campaign in the industry. And this was 10 years ago, and I remember this. And we said, I announced to my staff, I said, from now on, we are only going to book markets in the top 25 radio stations in the top 25 markets in the country. And then guess what? The game was on, and we had to excel. And guess what we got? Very strong, very creative. We learned how to get to the market. We learned how to create segments. We learned how to get the outcome. So by creating a higher standard of delivery for ourselves, seeing what the market really wanted and what existed in the market that didn't really meet the needs of the marketplace, we were able to bring this entire PR industry to a whole new level of performance. Now you do see other PR firms guaranteeing a certain amount of interviews. You never saw that before. because not only did our clients want top interviews, they also wanted to be guaranteed that they were going to get them. You don't want to walk into it. I love this analogy because it's so perfect. Imagine this. You walk into a car dealership and you've got your $30,000 hard-earned money, right? You hand it over to the salesperson and you say to this guy, you say, you know, here's $30,000. Do you think you could try to get me that car over there in blue? And he says, yeah, yeah, I'll try, whatever. I'm going to do my best. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go to every dealership, you know, in all the places, and I'm going to check it all out. I'm going to really try to get you what you want. Don't worry. We're going to do a great job for you. Well, you know, he calls you back, whatever, a few days later or so, and says, oh, I couldn't really find the car, but thanks for the $30,000. Now, you would never do that. You want that car signed, sealed, delivered, and perfect. Let me tell you, if you ever purchase a new car, slightest smudge, and there's like a look on your face like, wait, this isn't perfect. This salesperson better clean this car up a little. I'm not taking delivery like this. So you see what I'm saying? It's so important to really, really excel at everything that you do. And negative feedback is really, really important and powerful feedback. I could have hired a $1 million company to give me a consulting, right? Only say, well, you know, your markets aren't that good. Thanks. I guess I got that for free. All right, so listen to your clients and create products that clients really want. All right, Austin, we're going to go to platform, our next platform spoke. Where are we now?
All right, absolutely. We're on platform spoke number 6, which is awards, recognition, and achievements.
All right, the important thing here is that whenever you are able to be up for an award or an achievement, go for it, because this adds power. Not only are you recognized for your contribution, that an organization or an industry has been willing to give you an award. You see how as you start listing all these accomplishments, you really start to become the expert of choice, because there's just so much evidence. There's so much evidence that you are a superior expert that you have to get hired. There's no choice. But notice how with every platform spoke, we also are improving ourselves, our contribution to the industry, and our messaging, which is really important because we deserve it. We deserve to have strong platforms, and you only get there. You don't fake a strong platform. You only get there through being brilliant. Can anyone be brilliant? Absolutely. All you need is a little pressure, you know, to turn from having all this great stuff inside of you to be able to express it through writing, speaking, products. That's all you need is that little bit of pressure that's going to spark that desire for you to get going. So it's very easy to create a platform. So platforms can't be faked at all, because the whole platform is the idea that it's a convincing statement. It's showing, it's demonstrating, it's showing your audience that you can deliver the outcome that they want to hire you for. That's what it's all about. We're on to number 7.
Okay, great. Number 7, book tours and book signings.
The reason we like this one is if you do have a book and can tour, you know, even your local communities or local states, I mean here in New Jersey, New York, and Philly area, those are 3 states that are close together. Any author can tour, set up a book signing, set up a speaking event. You don't have to be paid. The idea is to be able to say that you have been speaking engagements, seminars, and book signings, major markets in the country that include New York City, Philly, and New Jersey. Now, if I'm going to a producer and I want to book you on the show, I'm going to use that information to show not only, you know, have you spoken for national clients in your bio, worked with a national client, a name recognition type of client. You've also toured in these major cities in the country. Now, that's giving a degree of certainty, okay, to the media that, yeah, if they do choose you, you're not going to freeze up on camera, you know how to present, you've done a lot, you have a lot in your background, you're ready for this next step. Okay, platform spoke number 8.
Okay, great. Platform spoke number 8 is get your own internet radio show.
All right, this is really important in this day and age because internet radio shows are around and they're inexpensive. What they do for you, remember we talked a little earlier about having a little pressure? Pressure really creates the power. Is that you, by having an internet radio show that you're committed to, and you can get them very inexpensively. I'm not saying buy this biggest one that's going to go out all over the world. You don't need that. The idea behind the internet radio show is to create a show theory, you know, a formula for your show, a profile of your show. This is going to help you create your materials. So as you prepare for your show, you obviously have to create, like I did with this 18 platform steps, and what you're going to talk about. That can be turned into your special reports, your PDF books, your podcast, your digital recording. A host of products can come out of one simple internet show because you are forced, right, as you have a time set, you're obligated, you paid for the space and time, you're certainly going to take the time to prepare for the show and write up your talking points for the show. Therefore, from that, you will then have material to go and create many, many other products that will help you from there. So I'm suggesting everybody get your own radio show. Annie Jennings PR hosts several shows. The one that I love is Master Formula for Success, and my profile for that show is our guests come on, and they share their most powerful and successful effective tips for achieving success in the topic under discussion. So for me, it's a simple little show, but I'm able to really get out there and develop some content, and sometimes we get into PR issues. Now we're on number 9.
Okay, great. Number 9 is endorsements and testimonials.
So wherever you go, whatever you do, get a testimonial. In fact, I got this gorgeous testimonial just yesterday, and I couldn't believe it. This gentleman called, and he's been following our newsletter and email for many, many years, and he asked me the question. He goes, if a sequoia tree, the biggest, I guess, most strongest tree in the world, you know, falls over in the forest, does anyone hear it? And he said, not without an Annie Jennings PR in the world. And then he did an analogy with the experts, and this is exactly our mission statement, but he was so eloquent, believe me, amazing. And our mission statement is that we exist simply for the betterment of all. It's to take the messages that you have spent for many, many years developing, you know, your work, your life's work, your passion, your education, you know, whatever you put into your life to this point, put it in our magic formula box and let it come out in media speak so that we can connect the media with you and you have the chance to share your message. All right? That's why we exist. Now, what I really liked about that particular testimonial is it's true, and he equated it to experts having a message, but if no one's out there to get them to the media, no one's going to hear their message. So, beautiful quote. I didn't even ask for that in a quote, and he sent it over. But, yeah, use your good judgment. When people, you know, say something great about you, if the time is right, say, would it be possible for me to quote you on that? I think that my clients would really like to know your experience with me. When we have people, you know, we overperform on our radio campaigns all the time. We give away placements. If a client's spending money with us, they're welcome to free placements. I always ask that, you know, if you have had a good experience with us, when they come back and say, wow, that was really, like, awesome, beyond what I thought was going to happen, I'll say, would you mind sending me a testimonial on that? Because many clients would like to hear about your experience. And that's exactly true in a testimonial. Testimonials are not about how great Annie Jennings PR is. It's about what the client felt, their experience, their satisfaction level in my services to them. And that's what we want in a testimonial. Endorsements and testimonials are great. You know, if you can get a name that people respect, all right, so the difference between a name that people don't respect and do respect. So you want to keep your eye on the players in your industry who have good reputations. Those are the ones, you know, that can help you a lot, that have good reputations. If they say something great about your services, your own clients who have had a great experience with you, if they really talk about what it was like for them to work with somebody who really stood behind their word, who delivered more than they ever expected was possible, and did it in the style and enthusiasm that was unparalleled by anyone else they ever worked with, I think that's a pretty good testimonial. I would never write up a testimonial because I believe in let the market tell you what you're doing right. Let the market tell you what you're doing wrong. So I would never say, oh, let me write a testimonial. You sign off on it. Why would I want to do that? I don't play games, and I don't recommend anybody play games. If you're good, the market's going to tell you you're good. If you're not good, why would you want to write up your own testimonial saying you're good when you're not? Because the whole idea is we want to get good. The whole idea is the betterment of all. So if we're faking being good through these artificial, you know, strategies, we'll never really become good. All right, onward. I'm going to talk fast. I know I can do it.
All righty. We're on platform spoke number 10, awards or bestseller status.
All right, terrific. So, again, any awards for recognition, bestseller status for your book. It can happen. You can get local bestseller status, regional bestseller status, national. Include these accomplishments in your platform. here, cautionary, caution, caution. When the Amazon bestseller campaign first came out, or why don't we call it in, I like to call it an outrage bestseller. Now, here's the difference. I don't like manufactured results at all. I really don't. I don't like fake. If you're going to be number one on Amazon, do it because you deserve to be there. Okay? Because people found your book fascinating and applicable to their lives. That's how you're getting the feedback. That leads to your six-figure book deal. But if you want to manipulate sales on an online bookseller through the strategies, I just don't think your feedback is there. I don't think it's a good strategy to do. I prefer an outreach program. I do think email campaigns to promote your book would be very strong. It's all about community. The strength of your community equals the power of your success, the depth of your success. So I do like the outreach programs, but it's an outreach, not a strategy and not a gimmick. An outreach is when you do something great for your community, and your community responds by supporting you. So if you have a book coming out, I think people can do the 1 + 1 = 2, she wants me to buy the book. And you know what? If you've delivered value to your community over a course of a year and never really asked for anyone to do anything like buy a book or, you know, and you do get the opportunity to create a book and you do present it to your list, you know, I think you're going to have more buyers than you can handle. Why? Because they feel the sense that I want to give back to. Plus, I'm sure it's packed with fabulous ideas and next level thought and things you can really use because you've proven yourself to your community. I think outreach is great in selling a book, but I don't think a manufactured campaign should ever be used because everyone knows what happened and you don't get true feedback. If you're not writing a book that resonates with your audience, it's not going to sell. And if it's not going to sell, you want to know that. You want to know that you don't know your audience to the point where you can write a book that they feel they have to buy it. Okay? It gives you feedback. Very important. Corporate outreach. Austin, what is Platform Spoke number 11.
Yes, Platform Spoke number 11. We are on corporate outreach.
All right. I like this one because this is how you can get some pretty big corporate names to add to your platform. Let's say you're able to create a CD, a training CD, or a training manual, or a training PDF. Let's say you're in sales and you want to talk about effective strategies for closing the sale, human-to-human contact in the workplace. They're really good topics, next-level topics that really are for the betterment of all. And some people look for bulk sales for corporations. That can come later when you've established a strong platform. They may be willing to pay to buy 10,000 copies of your book. But initially, you might want to get your concepts and your work in the door by saying, you know what, I can offer you 1,000 copies of my book. Now, think about what that will cost you, but think about how you're going to reap the benefits. Because now you've got a corporation who's willing to accept your ideas and strategies, basically give you an endorsement that you can then use to build your platform. So at any given opportunity, offer to send yourself free. See, everybody's out to everybody has a business model, okay? And all about business models are, I can't say all, most business models should be respected because that is the business model. But if your business model, be what it is. That is, if you're an affiliate marketer, by all means, announce yourself as one. If you only make money on selling products to businesses, then fine. You would never want to give them for free unless you had a slightly different marketing strategy going. But if you're really looking to be number one in your field for other reasons, you would want to offer your materials to major companies in the hopes that they would pick them up because now you can say, pretend it's in a big company, XYZ company has offered 1,000 blah, blah, blah of the book. You don't even have to mention it's a PDF. You know, to their employees to help them perform better in the workplace. Automatically, you have that huge credibility factor going for you. So it's an area that people forget is to offer your materials for free. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt at all. We spend, I often tell people, you know, over six figures here at Annie Jennings Square every year in free marketing, in free materials to our clients. Why? It's part of our mission statement of empowering everyone. And through what we do, the work that we do, we give away tens of thousands of CDs every single year and many, many other products and various support services so our clients can go on to excel. Because again, that's my mission statement. When we get to the mission statement, I'm going to point out your mission statement helps you make great choices. Money's out the window. You don't say, well, it's going to cost me. I've got to buy $500 worth of post. Forget it. You know, that doesn't matter anymore. What matters is you're seeing your mission statement in motion. So that the idea of cost benefit is kind of weirded out a little, because it's more like, what's the benefit to my mission statement if I were to go down? So your decisions, or go down the path, decisions become a lot easier, okay, when you're working in your mission statement, because you're no longer focused on dollar for dollar return on investment. You're focused on what is going to be really, really good for my audience. All right, we're on to our next one.
Okay, great. We're on platform spoke number 12, which is professional articles and journal media placement.
All right, what that means is, let's say you're a doctor or a medical professional or any journal that's considered, you know, the Bible in your industry. If you can get in there, by all means, go for it, because that's the utmost, and that's a top form of a credential for you. Any professional articles you can contribute to your industry, again, very important as well. They're well recognized within the industry, so we really like that. So, you know, if you can obtain a couple of top media placements for yourself, including something in a trade magazine that goes out to your audience, those would be very good platform buildings for you. Number 13, Austin.
Okay, great. Number 13, email, newsletter, or e-zine.
All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about community here, because community is going to be it's the next buzzword. The strength of your community is critical. The strength of the people who know and love you, know, love, and trust you. How do you get them, though? Well, your email newsletter is a great source. Having your website set up to capture all the visitors is a great source through offering a PDF, a special report, something of value, all right, to the person visiting your site is very important. Because a community is a group of people who have chosen to allow you into their lives. Very important, because everybody wants everybody in their community, right? Well, you can't be in all communities at all times, right? Because there's not enough time in the day to do all that. So you want to pick and choose your community carefully. Now, Annie Jennings PR enjoys a very strong community of authors and experts. And I'm proud, and I do love my community, and I'm proud of them when they do well. And the important thing is in community is that they really help you become successful. Because they are your outreach. They are the people. They're an army of an army out there saying, you know, you want a good PR firm? I know the one for you. Because over the years, we have proven ourselves to be consistent. When you do an email newsletter, you want to be consistent. Everyone can say that about me, that's for sure. We are consistent. We do our teleseminars. We are who we say we are. So the here today, gone tomorrow experts are just that. But the people who stand the test of time, communities continue to grow and do turn into a wonderful source of pleasure and support for the business, and it's great for people to have an email newsletter. Now, we talk about quality, right, versus what I would call a very, like a low quality way to get out. Email newsletters, in my opinion, should never be used for spam, never be used for affiliate marketing unless you're an affiliate marketer. Then by all means say, I'm an affiliate marketer and you're all on my list because you want to see what I'm selling today. Great. But if you have a respectable email list and people signed up expecting to only get high quality information about PR, let's say, and I went out and all of a sudden I started selling affiliate products, like, wow, you know, has anyone met this following expert or author? You know, new product out that's the best thing since sliced bread. Everyone should check it out at. And the link's there, but it's an affiliate link. Now, what does that tell you about my credibility? And what does that tell you about my newsletter? You may not open it the next time because it's nothing but a bunch of a big sales pitch. So you don't want to do that. Keep your newsletter too private to yourself and not just use it for commercial purposes. If your business model is affiliate marketing, by all means, affiliate market all you want. You're entitled to that. But the only important thing is that if it is to give valuable information to everybody, it is really important that you just continue to do that. There's so much noise in the industry right now. There's not enough time to readers to even open your newsletter in most cases unless they say, there's going to be something in here I will love. This is something in here that she's going to write something that's going to resonate with me and cause me to do better. And that's what you want. No hype, no selling, no million-dollar bonus if you buy my one product for $19. I mean, that's a little ridiculous, right? We've all seen those before. So just don't use your email newsletter solicitation tool or heavy-duty sales tool. That's not why people did sign up in good faith. All right, we better move to 14. We got to hurry.
All righty. Platform Spoke 14, discussion groups and support groups.
All right, so let's say you're starting out and, you know, you really have to get going somewhere. Start a discussion group or a support group. This way you can start saying and name it. Name it accordingly. Name it according to your position of strength. So let's say if I were going to start a discussion group or a support group, I would talk about elements of PR success. You know, powerful publicity strategies to propel you to the top of your industry. I would name it that so I could say, and Annie Jennings Fair leads various discussion groups, including, and name those, right? Again, showcasing my area of expertise. All right, terrific. And number 15, probably one of the most important ones nowadays.
Absolutely. Number 15 is teleseminars, blogs, podcasts, and webinars.
Yes, welcome to the world of Web 2.0.
Absolutely.
Which we love, right? Web 2.0, the next generation of media tools. It's all about community. It's all about interaction. Anything that allows you to interact with your internet, with people over the internet, is Web 2.0. All right, teleseminars, blogs, podcasts. Blogs and podcasts, webinars, very strong in allowing you to interact. Blogs especially is the Web 2.0 product because you're allowed to go back and forth, right? You're allowed to give your feedback. You're allowed to be heard. All right, teleseminars, presentation mode, more Web 1.0. Podcasts, moving towards the technology of the future, but still, again, it's not an interactive format. Webinars may or may not be an interactive format. But blogs are important because you're starting to get to know your community a little bit, so it's good. Name your blogs, name your podcasts. We have the Annie Jennings PR Publicity Pro podcast series. Right? It's obvious we're publicity pros and now we have a podcast series, right? So we named it accordingly. You just don't want to say, you know, Bob Smith Podcast. It doesn't tell anyone reading Bob Smith Podcast what Bob Smith is all about. So remember, in naming your products, name them to showcase your area of expertise. People should be doing teleseminars for sure, podcasts and webinars. Make them of value and do them according to what your audience is, you know, would like to hear from you. But the most important thing is avoid the here today, gone tomorrow. Teleseminars, commitment. Blogs, commitment. Podcasts, major commitment. Webinars, commitment. In other words, I have to show up. And so do you. Well, not necessarily. You don't necessarily have to show up, but the thing is that once you're going to start a, or you have to show up for your own teleseminar. So let's say if you're going to start a teleseminar series, really realize that it's going to be a commitment on your end. We don't want to be the here today, gone tomorrow. You never know when there's going to be another teleseminar from that expert. You want to build a following, confidence of your email newsletter list that you aren't going anywhere. Your priority is your audience, your community, and you're going to be there every day or every Wednesday or whenever you say you're going to be there doing a teleseminar. It's not to say you can't take a little mini vacation every now and then, but you want to be consistent. Also, in building the content for the teleseminar, you're able to spin off to PDFs, special reports, podcasts, you name it. You can, you know, once you create material, that material can be repurposed for many, many other products, which is really important. Here we go, Platform Spoke number 16.
Sure, we're on to credentials and professional experience.
All right, terrific. So really important to get your credentials in order. Some people come to me and say, oh, I'm only 3 courses away from getting my degree. Go for it. It's going to help you because remember, when I'm convincing the media that I've got the perfect expert, if I'm working with a credentialed expert, I will point that out right away because that's a PowerPoint for me. Experience, very, very strong. I love to point out many years of experience, lots of experience working with major companies across the country that include, and then I do a little list of whatever's on the bio or whatever is true. So it's important. The credentials do have value. Now, if you're teaching any courses at the college level, if you've invited a guest speaker, all those things count. If you've done any certifications, advanced learning programs, all those things count. Some of the colleges offer summer programs where you can get certificates in management, business management. The Ivy Leaguers do this. Very important to go to those to show that you're continuing your education and you know the latest technology or thought patterns from some of the greatest schools in the country. So, you know, may want to do that in the summer just to get another credibility, you know, another point under your, in your resume that again showcases yourself as an expert. All this is leading up to the fact that you're going to be able to over and out compete your competitors. You're going to wind up making more money by default almost than you can spend. It's just the way it works. Success will come to you. As Sabun said earlier in our teleseminar, that when you're out there, you know, doing what's right and tweaking your products, the way the way your audience is responding, the way your marketplace is telling you, you will find success. It's a simple business model. You got to be open-minded for it. Number 17.
Sure, we're on to professional website and media websites.
All right, one important thing now is that the websites are set up accordingly. You must have a conversion strategy that makes sense to the point of your website. Websites, by all means, have a business site, have a heavy-duty sales site. You are allowed to be in business. You are allowed to have a heavy-duty sales site. You want to have a media site. When the media goes to you, they find out everything they need about you. But you don't want to commingle two different outcomes. If your conversion strategy is, I want the media to say yes to me, you don't want to confuse the matter, dilute your message by also putting in there, buy my book everywhere, and have a heavy-duty sales strategy woven into your media site. Not a good thing to do. So we really want to look at these sites now to be sure that if we're talking about our business, it's one thing. If we're selling a book, it's another thing. If we're providing information for the media, it's another thing. We want, now you can integrate a site or two. I find that in a professional website that talks about your business services, the goal is not only to educate your prospective, your visitor, but also to close them or have them in your community so that down the road when they're ready for your services, you'll be there. You'll be a reply click away. Right? But you can also have a media section within your professional site as well, which is nice to have, and we recommend every expert have it. But having a heavy-duty sales site in a media site or a professional site can be the kiss of death, only because it's too promotional. And what is everybody afraid of? The media? Bad experiences have done this. Not enough media training. I don't know, but it's not good when an expert gets on the air and all they talk about is, in my book, in my book, in my book. You've got to remember there's equal value exchange. You share the message and the power. You help other people lead better lives. And in return, your host is going to say, so tell us a little bit about your book. See, it's a very much a give and take. All right, finally, your personal mission statement. This is where you define why you're in business, and every choice that you make should revolve around the fact of why you're in business. This is why the mission statement is so critical, because it helps guide the development of your business. So you can say, well, if my business, if I exist for the betterment of all, and I'm selling, and I take on affiliate marketing projects that I don't really even believe in, or because the money looks good to me, am I really following my mission statement? The answer is no. You get to say no to that opportunity, no matter how sweet it sounds, right? You want to avoid those opportunities that are not within your mission statement. If something says, yeah, this feels right for my mission statement, I'm going to be, what if I make this decision, yes, my family, my community, which is your family, right, will benefit. It allows you to make great decisions, even difficult decisions, with ease. It's because every choice has an outcome that either resonates with the essence of who you are or does not. So does the choice you are considering align with your formula for success, that is your business model, or does it drive your mission forward? So in choices that are not resonating with that, you don't have to make. So that's really important. I think intuition is really great, because let's say you don't have proof or certainty as to something, a choice, you're not really sure what to do. It's convincing, I'd really like to, but from what I've seen of this expert, I'm not so sure I think they're that great of an expert. Intuition, let that guide you, because that will keep you out of being associated with somebody who maybe has a bad reputation. You want to avoid that at all costs. So it's really important that you start taking the steps to create a mission statement. Why are you in business? Without the world, what would we be lacking? Would that tree fall in the forest with nobody hearing it if Annie Jennings Pierre wasn't here? Yeah, quite possibly, because our mission statement is to make sure you, the everyday expert or author, is heard, has the opportunity to share their life's message with the media for the betterment of all. So with that said, Austin, I think that's a wrap today on how to build a platform and build a massive outreach. And I really want to thank everyone for attending today. Hey, you want to hear where you can get a replay of this and some of the others? That's AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro.htm. That's AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro.htm. And at AnnieJenningsPR.com, if you scroll all the way down, you will find about 12 to 14 articles all designed to help you guys do a really great job in your PR endeavors. So until our next time, I just really want to thank Austin for being part of our teleseminar today.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And, of course, all of our community, who's all on the line right now, thanks for your time and support, and we will see you next time. All right, thank you. Bye-bye, all.